Hey everyone, welcome to season two of We Just Met.
We're in season one, we literally just met.
It's now season two and we've officially met, made memories in and out of school, and we're so excited to continue the podcast this year now that we're besties. Enjoy the episode!
Hey everyone, welcome back and welcome to season two of We Just Met. Hi, if you're new here, I'm Kiara.
I'm Antonia.
And I'm Haley.
And we are the dream team
of We Just Met.
I don't know.
So today, let's be honest, we haven't made an episode since last year. That's why we're calling it season two, because we were booked and busy this summer.
Yeah, we wanted to continue it throughout the summer, but you know what? Yeah, like Antonia said, we were booked and busy.
Yeah.
But speaking of, we're going to get into like what we've been up to. How was your summers?
Oh my God. Okay, I'll start. So my summer was totally so much fun. I was lucky enough to go to Arizona this summer for 2 weeks and Utah and all of those things and do a big hiking excursion with my parents and sister.
Antonia's a hiker.
Yeah, it was crazy.
She hasn't taken us anywhere
yet. We've been trying to plan a hike, like a group hike for
but
so long.
But now it's
long.
Getting it cold.
Hasn't
so we can't really do it.
Guys, winter hikes are a thing. Come on.
I feel like it's already freezing and it's only fall. So I don't know if we can do that.
No, but it was not freezing when I was in Arizona. I was like literally, oh my God, I don't remember. It was like 39 degrees.
Yeah.
That's hot.
So it was hot. But it was so fun and so crazy. And then, of course, I was, like, working at my pool. I'm a lifeguard. But I literally loved my job this season. The staff was great. There was no drama. It was just fun, like, literally going to make money, got a raise. So,
okay.
I mean, that's good.
Is there usually drama at the pool?
Yeah. The last two years we've had during the summer, there was drama.
Oh.
But this year it was home, cool, and collected. So we're just there to have some fun and make money. What about you guys? I know you went on a trip.
Speaking of hot places, I went to Mexico.
Mexico!
It was like a last minute trip. Like, it was literally Canada Day, and we were in my backyard, and it was a group of us, and my boyfriend was like, oh, why don't you, like, why should, like, we should just go on a trip. Like, let's go somewhere. And then my other friend was like, okay, where do you want to go? And he was like, Mexico. And we're like, okay. She went like, went on the internet, booked it. Like, well, we didn't book it right away, but then we were just like, yeah, let's go. And I've never been on a vacation in the summer, so that was pretty cool. Like,
really?
I've never,
because, like,
Miss takes eight vacations
a year.
I
know,
year,
well,
never
I take
summer,
them, like,
what?
I take them, like, I'm going for New Year's, like, I take them in, like, the cold weather, but I've actually never been away in the summer, just because for most of my life, like, I got a pool, I think I was, like, a little bit older, like, 12, so, like, I've just always had the pool, so I didn't have a need. I went to Veld. Have you guys went to Veld?
No.
No,
I went
looking,
in, it was in July.
To
it's happening next year. It's, like, the beginning of August.
Okay.
But it was fun. I only went for one day, and it was freaking exhausting already. I had dust, like, everywhere. I had a horrid cough. Like, I lost my voice because of all the dust.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, hacking up like dust. It was disgusting. Like, we lost, but it was honestly, it was so much fun, like day to night. But I feel like I'd only do one day.
That reminded me that I did one day of Boots and Hearts.
Oh yeah,
because I've been wanting to go for so long, but I wasn't ready to commit. Well, first of all, actually, story time, it was supposed to be a different artist, so it was supposed to be Sam Hunt, and then he wasn't allowed in Canada because he's not vaccinated.
Oh
no. So
wasn't Dan and Shay supposed to come like a few years ago? A few years ago.
Yeah, but vaccinations weren't a thing then.
No, but I'm saying they're supposed to come, and then COVID happened, and then now they couldn't book again.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I was like so excited. I only was going for him. Well, honestly, I was gonna say I didn't care for the other two performers, but I did. But after it got changed, because it was Florida Georgia Line and then Shania Twain. And I was like, fans
cool.
of them. But I was like, oh my God, number one Sam Hunt fan. So, and then they got changed. So, like,
who
Jake Owen, which I honestly did not know. But I still made the most of it because the tickets were non-refundable.
Yeah, and they were not cheap either.
Funny though, because our friend in the program, Michaela, was there as well. So, and she went for the
whole
weekend.
Michaela.
Yeah, shut up, Michaela. But so I can't believe I didn't run into her though. But it was still a fun day. But yeah, it was exhausting. Like, Oh my God. And I hiked for 7 hours one day in Arizona, and that even wasn't exhausting as.
And didn't compare?
Yeah, no, yeah. Not a chance.
That's funny, you went to Arizona because I remember we were talking about this because I went during exams because we had exams online.
You so did?
I went during
last
exams
year?
And did my. Yeah.
Oh.
Like right at the end of the school year, and it was also like 40 degrees. It had the like the UV index of like 10
yeah.
the whole
Holy
time
crap.
I was there. Genuinely, and it was so hot. I also hiked the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That was so good. I got lots of good pictures.
Oh my God.
I hate to be
gone.
Like, did it for the gram.
Yeah.
But I really love the Instagram pictures and dumps I posted after. Like.
Yeah. No, but then, yeah, so I went there, and then, like, you guys were speaking of concerts. I went to a bunch of concerts. I went to, guys, Imagine Dragons and Macklemore, please. Please, so
honestly,
good.
You went, really?
I went to, yeah, and then I went to Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, my God, I feel like I went to one.
Machine Gun Kelly.
I went
Jeez,
to, you guys know Lauren Spencer Smith. Well, you guys already kind of know this. You know
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
And
I know
I
her because
her,
of you.
I went to her concert. She sings Fingers Crossed. She's literally up for a Grammy.
Really?
She's, like,
really?
18.
Wow.
But yeah, I had a sign and I was like, can I sing with you? And I posted it on TikTok.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I literally held it up and she was like, you. And everyone had their flashlights on me. I was like, and then she's like, do you want to sing? Do you know, what's the song called? Do you know Back to Friends? And I was like, yeah. But then I forgot like the whole first verse. So she was like, okay, you go. And I was like, no, girl, you need to sing with me. But it was really fun. But I went.
That's crazy though. If you think about that, like what?
I know, it was so cool.
Like
and now,
she took you on stage.
Now my friend is like, every concert we go to, you're making us, like, because it was a small venue. Like, I'm going back.
Yeah, you're the underground.
Yeah, like, I'm going back for Nicolina Bozzo. She was on American Idol. You guys know
I
her?
I don't know.
Well,
who
she, is. Get to know her.
Okay.
But she's doing a concert, and, like, I've just been messaging, like, we've been, like, texting because I met
really?
Her at that, met her at that show.
No way.
So, and she's from Vaughn, so we've kind of been, like, besties, like, sort of, like, singing besties, like, texting, and she's
wow.
doing a show, and I was like, oh, I'll come. She's like, you could sing on stage with me if you want. Like, she said that to me, and I was
what?
Like, no, I was like, I would, but, like, she's like, if you can learn my songs, like, she has a few songs, and she does a lot of covers. Google her, look her up. She's really good. But then she was like, oh, you can come on stage if you want, and I was like, no, like, I don't want to take your moment. Like, this is your first show, and I don't want to
be,
like,
that's crazy.
That girl, but... Like, that's so
girl.
Cool that she literally like said that.
But like, think about it. What? Like, once in a lifetime opportunity?
I know.
Be
yeah.
that
like,
girl.
Even
be that girl.
Stage, I'm like, I don't know if I can get to the front row, but like, I wasn't at the front row before. I was like on the side.
Yeah.
But Justin Bieber got canceled. Mm-hmm. Harry Styles got canceled. Well, he had it, but I couldn't go because I was in Mexico.
Right.
Mexico.
Whatever. Mexico. I did that TikTok. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Mexico. But I went to. Did you go to Justin Bieber in March?
I went in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank God we had that.
Because I remember booking it and then being like, because me and my friend Maya have always wanted to go Justin Bieber, and she's.
You never been?
Never been. Because she had tickets, and then he canceled that tour.
Yeah.
I forget. Was it the Purpose one that he canceled?
No, he had the Purpose one. It was the Changes tour.
Yes.
He like canceled it, but then he did it again with like his new album.
Yeah. So I had tickets to the Changes tour. She had tickets, and then one like a long time ago, she had tickets as well that also got canceled.
Really?
And so she's had two canceled Justin Bieber shows. Anyway, so then I booked it in like for March, and then I looked. I was like, oh shit, a summer concert would be so much better, and
yeah.
I was gonna like sell them and then buy them again for later.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, whatever. It's the day after her birthday, so it just works. Like,
yeah.
whatever. Anyways, so we go to the concert, best night ever, and then frickin' it gets canceled in June. I was like, oh thank goodness, like I did that because I don't even know.
I bought two by accident. Like, I thought it was doing, like, I thought the March show was one. Me and my cousin were stupid. I thought the March show was one, and then the June was, like, a different tour.
Oh, okay.
But it was the same tour, and he had two dates. So
yeah.
we're like, oh, no, did we lose our March? So we bought them in June, and we're like, oh, we just spent, like, double the money. We still haven't, have you got your money back? I still haven't got my money back. Justin?
Well, I didn't cancel, I didn't get the one in June.
I'm saying.
But you mean the Changes one?
Well, no, like, he canceled for June. He canceled a show, like, days, the day of. Didn't
yeah,
he
but
the
I
day
didn't
of?
Go, I went, to, I was in March. I went to the one in March,
oh,
but I didn't buy the
canceled?
One in June.
Oh,
yeah.
you didn't go at all. See,
no.
I bought both. Like, we bought both.
I just bought the March one and was considering buying the June one, but then, thankfully, I stuck with the March one.
Mm. I just feel like this summer, well, I mean... I didn't go to that many. I went to Phoebe Bridgers with my sister. Like, I wasn't even going to go. And then the Boots and Hearts Festival. But, like, this summer, maybe it's just because we're older now, but like everybody was going to the Budweiser stage, which is near like
I used to go there for like five songs. Oh my god,
that
was
so good. Oh,
I just feel like all of a sudden everybody was like just getting cheap tickets to Budweiser, standing on the lawn, and like just going
having
to
a good time.
Yeah,
but I need to like see, like I said, if I like. When I went to the show in March, I was in, like, the 300s because we bought it because we were already going in June. We had, like, really good seats. We almost bought, like, last-minute front row because I feel like I'm the girl. Like, if it's, like we went, me and... Oh, I also went to the weekend. That was amazing. I feel like for the weekend, it's more for the music, but Justin, like, I've been in love with him since I was, like, six.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, I need to be, like, right there in front of him. But, like, the lawn, like, vibing out to music is, like,
I know.
Fun.
I'd have to, like... pull up my glasses.
I feel like if, like, I've seen Shawn Mendes probably, like, six times, okay?
I saw him once.
Genuinely so many times. So I'm like, if I go to another Shawn Mendes, and I was supposed to go to the Shawn Mendes concert, so many got canceled.
I was there when the weekend got canceled, and they literally canceled it.
And freaking, so many concerts have been canceled. And so Shawn was canceled, and I was supposed to go for, like, literally the seventh time. But then I was like, kind of good because I get my money, and it's, I honestly didn't even like the album that much. It's just Sean. So I'm like, the next time I go, I have to be like front row. He's sweating on me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to have that experience.
I actually saw Shawn Mendes front row when he went to
Shut up. Oh my gosh.
My dad like works at CTV, and he would get the MMVA tickets when that was happening in the CTV parking lot. And so my friends and I one year were like, because we had done it a few years in a row, and then this was like the last year before they canceled it, and I was like, okay, we're getting to the, what do they call that when you get up to the barricade? Yeah. And I honestly, because it was just a mix of people, but then Sean was there and touched my friend, and I have a video of her like getting like a high five, whatever, and she like turns to the camera and she's like, oh my god!
So our summer basically consisted of concerts and traveling. That's honestly not a bad summer.
Well, and work.
And work. Like, okay, I did work, but
I like grinded at a plant nursery for like freaking all day, every day, like 10 hours a day.
Go off.
Well, maybe not 10. Nine.
And now we're.
But you said you like your job.
I do, but I had to work with a special somebody.
Right.
The ex-boyfriend that we do not talk about.
That we mentioned in like the first episode. And then
never happened.
But now we're in third year
university.
This is our first in-person recording together. We're currently sitting in a room and all together, and this is the first time that it's happening.
This is so fun.
Honestly, it makes it a lot easier.
Because also for like for editing, the listeners, the editing process is annoying when you're going from three different channels.
Anyway,
I'm really looking forward for the rest of this first semester, and I'm not looking forward to next because my winter semester is screwed up.
My winter semester is scary. Like,
but I need to change it.
This semester, like, me and Antonia, so today we're filming this on Wednesday. Me and Antonia have a class from 3 to 6, and it is like, it's okay. Like, we just kind of sit there and
take notes. Don't even go towards anything.
We don't have a midterm, which is, like, good. And, like, I know everyone, like, my other friends who are in, like, business and, like, crazy York programs and, like, Schulich and whatever, they're all like, oh, my God, I'm always studying. And I'm like, I'm not.
Well, our program, like, we have our program stuff is pretty awesome. Do before reading week. I don't know. Even my electives, it just worked out that way.
Yeah.
And so, like, literally during reading week, I wasn't doing anything. I went on a hike.
I feel like it's illegal. You should not have stuff due on reading week because week is supposed to, you're supposed to be studying for midterms, which is the week after, but we had all of our midterms before.
Yeah, honestly, I like it though.
I had two things for my two electives that were due during reading week. Like, I had a paper for philosophy due on Thursday for 30% of my grade. I was like, that's literally the most stupid thing because it's right after, like, nobody wants to do it. And you assigned it on the Thursday before. So nobody wanted to do it over the weekend because it's Thanksgiving. And then you have 2 days. Like,
And we were supposed to have something due the day before Thanksgiving. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a midterm on like a Saturday. I just hate.
Why do they do that?
I can't stand that. Besides that,
my cousin, she's in grade 10, so they don't have reading week. But she literally had like a history test the day after Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving was Sunday this year, and she was like studying at our yeah. get together. That I was like, sucks. What?
I don't know what happened since COVID. Everyone goes back to school and the teachers like no, change teachers everything. Like, yeah. My yeah. brother is just like in grade 9, so he's just got into high school and his teachers like don't tell him. They'll just assign things and they'll be due, like they have D2L
yeah.
and it's like on their D2L, but they don't actually like say anything in class. I'm like, what happened?
Teachers yeah. don't
came
know
back
how to
from
teach
COVID
anymore.
And what happened? Like, no, I know. I don't know. The hand sanitizer and all the stenches like got to everyone's brain.
Fumes got to their brain.
I don't know. But what are we looking forward to this year?
Like school-wise?
Yeah, school-wise, like, podcast things coming wise. Up. I have a great weekend coming up.
I'm actually very excited to keep recording for the podcast. Like, right now, halfway through this episode, I'm, like, very excited
yeah.
to do our next one because
yeah.
it's just been, like,
so
easy.
Fun.
And,
yeah.
like, yeah, last year we had to put a lot of effort into actually choose a time to film and blah, blah, blah. But now that we're all downtown,
home.
Like, this morning... We did some recording on Gold Street and had to stop some random TMU students. And it was
yeah,
yeah.
for our show
fun.
Next week. It's, guys, it's called Fit Check.
Okay, plug.
You won't be able to see it because it's just for our class,
but
we could post it somewhere. we get some reply.
Yeah.
I just feel like... Reply. Okay, reply. No, I just feel like... The stuff we've been doing recently, like, it's making the semester turn out really good.
Yeah.
Like, this project,
this
yes,
semester
work,
is
but
just
it's fun.
Really good in, like, classes-wise.
Yeah.
Like, my schedule turned out how I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, everything's going a little too well.
Yeah. But
don't
I feel like
scared
also
for next semester.
That our podcast this year is going to be a little bit different because we're also, like, we know each other a lot better. Like,
a
this
lot
year,
better.
Like, we've been
and
spending
we spend
so,
more time together.
We spend a lot more time together. We actually hang out, like... Outside of
we're
class,
going out Friday.
Yeah, we're going out Friday.
Yeah,
we don't
but
know
we
what
actually
we're
haven't.
Yet
this is the first. This is a big deal because this is the first time we'll be able to three of us actually hang out.
Yeah,
which is crazy if you
yeah.
think about.
Yeah.
But like, I've hung out with you guys separately, so
yeah,
so that's
I'm excited.
Separately, and now we're
but like
all
we're going for appies and drinks.
We're going for
yeah.
appies and drinks. Too bad we can't go to Rockin' Horse.
Maybe
and
we'll bring
see Antonio on the ball. Like, you need to bring your freaking when we go. You need to bring
Antonio
your cowboy boots.
Antonio works all weekends. Oh my god! If
yeah,
we,
sorry about it,
guys. I'll bring. I have a cowboy hat.
Yeah,
I
can supply you guys
it.
With cowboy hats.
You have cowboy boots.
And boots.
I saw them on your Arizona post. I was actually stalking
your
Instagram.
I have three bears. I have three. We can all wear one.
What's your shoe size?
7.5.
Okay,
but one's a 9. One's an 8.
And I can squeeze.
I think maybe it might be even bigger than that.
I could wear
two of them
socks.
Are my mom's.
Oh, okay.
And then the... Wait, no, hold on. Wait, two of them
did
are my
glitch?
Mom's, but I only took one of them. So it's like a bigger size, and I'm an 7.5, 8. And then I found a pair at Value Village for $15, and they're like 7. So you could probably fit them.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
really
we're fitted up for Rockin' Horse one night.
We are
yeah.
fitted up.
We'll bring the mic.
Speaking
yeah.
of like costume outfits, Halloween is coming up.
Yes.
Guys, don't expose your outfits.
You know what? We will post our outfits on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So we won't expose what it
out.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't even know what you're doing for sure yet.
Well, she knows. She knows.
We'll
she
see if
two.
I can pull
she
it
knows,
off.
She knows, but she has
she's
to pull
two.
It off. I have all my stuff ready to go. You
I have to pull it off too.
Bought something
I
at
just
the Eaton Center.
Like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But
we're excited for Halloween. There's a lot of good things coming up. Like my weekend is jam-packed. I'm doing Saturday, like this. Well, there's like the pumpkin patches and whatever. There's
yeah.
one by Sherway. I'm going
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I'm going
it's
to that
extra.
One.
Like, there's
yeah.
a lot going on there.
I'm going to that one. And then Sunday, I'm going to
you
Buffalo.
Know,
to who?
Joey Sherway.
To Joey's. maybe. Well, they have like food there, but then Sunday, I'm going to Buffalo. So,
wait, for real? My
yeah,
parents want us to go to Buffalo and watch a game.
Oh, is
fans.
It? Is like the season like
yeah,
on?
It's
like
right
now?
Hot right now, yeah.
Like, are they playing Sunday?
I don't know, maybe.
I have to see.
We should know that.
There's good things.
Because we need to go to a game together.
Yeah. Well, now Leafs are up, so.
Well, yeah, because my dad has, like
he has
season.
Tickets?
Yeah. So we should go.
I'm going to one game. I'm going to have to leave class early one day.
I'm
literally
going
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching
okay,
from
one
home.
Game. Guys, that's our second hangout.
We have to plan out our hangouts accordingly.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, like you're saying, everything's going well right now. Fall is my favorite season, so, like, I'm loving it right now. It's getting
fall
a little
is,
chilly.
Fall is, my second favorite. Like, summer will always have a place in my heart, mostly because I know you're a summer baby, but, like, I just take it to the
well,
next level.
Yeah.
I feel like. So I love summer, but fall
it's
is very close
no,
to my
only last year was I, like, fall. Because normally I'm like summer, but
I like fall fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
I like the sweaters.
I love knits.
Yeah.
And I like fall hikes. Guys, I'm this is so off topic, but before we wrap up, I need to add this. So we went on a hike the other day, me and my two friends, and I put a post on my story, my Snapchat story, of like, because we were on a railroad track, like over the, you know,
so
whatever,
cool.
And like the
so
leaves
sick.
Were like
so
nice.
So cool.
We'll post it.
And this guy that was responding to my stuff in Arizona, who I went to school, like middle school with, I haven't talked to him since he responded to something from Arizona. And then he responded to my story being like, I don't remember exactly what he said because it was like 5 days ago. It was during reading week. But it was something about I swear it was something about the view because I was like, yeah, isn't it crazy? Whatever. And then he gets back to me like 2 days ago and I still haven't opened it. But it says, I was talking about you. And I was like,
oh, I hate when they do that.
What do I say to that?
It's like, look at that view.
Weird. Next episode are the girls like Tinder dating, and I will be like the mediator. Haley knows exactly what I'm gonna say. We can leave that out. Maybe we could plug our episodes today. You should just respond. Just send him the link to our podcast. That's it.
Stop.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm like, wait and listen for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Listen to us roast you.
Me? Yeah.
Well, we should do a roast.
You. I mean him. Yeah.
Okay, well.
You haven't even opened it. No. I see your slide chat. And I see your slide chat.
Like, what do I say to that, though? Such an uncomfortable position. But, okay.
Anyway.
But, yeah, literally. End on that note. This semester has been going good. We're so happy to be back together. And we can't wait to record more episodes.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
So follow us on our Instagram at We Just Met. Yeah. Our podcast is on, obviously, Spirit Live, Apple Music, or Spotify, wherever you're listening. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your animals, and tell your profs.
Yep.
And
tell your teachers.
That's a prof.
Same thing, but good job, Billy. Third year.
Sorry, for any high school people.
Yeah, okay.
Third year. Yeah.
And we will see you. We're bi-weekly, so.
Yeah.
And we'll see you when we see you. You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.